What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me what's hot in this market.
Well, Don, taking a look at the Dow Jones stock indices. Dow Jones up 1,600. Pfizer came out earlier this morning around 5:30 in the morning and announced they have a possible vaccine with over a 90% effective rate. And so that has world markets just coming back. All the stocks that weren't popular are now rallying: movie theaters, airlines, hotels. And then you're seeing the technology stocks actually back off a little bit.
It's interesting. We had a solid week last week and obviously now continuing here this morning.
Yeah, the stock market, not only our stock market, but world stock markets rallying right through the election. Come into a Monday night or Monday morning, and we could go down for having one of the best days in history. We're moving forward. There's a lot of pent-up money. We've talked about this before, Don. A lot of money on the sidelines looking for a home. Looks like it found it in airline stocks and hotel stocks this morning.
So what's not hot in this market, Tommy?
Well, Don, I'm on my screen, I'm also seeing crude oil up $3.50. And we have an overall inflating prices, and that will make your cost productions go up slightly. And if you think about technology, Don, the very higher prices we have in grains right now, 18 months from now will probably be lower. And that happens through that anytime grains get to a profitable level, people across the world, the market's sending a signal, plan as much as you can, prices are higher. And then you look back a few years later, and the market slowly drift lower as the very same technology that helped create a vaccine helps create more bushels. So great for the world, bad for the farmer as far as price. You're always going to be having to outrun that lower price through higher bushels.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.